The North American Free Trade Agreement is 10 years old today. NAFTA expanded a free trade agreement with Canada to include a developing country, Mexico, a controversial idea many liberal critics said would harm U.S. workers and the economy. To assess NAFTA, Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with the research director at UCLA's North American Integration Development Center, Dr. Raul Hinojosa.
So 10 years later, how does that experiment look like it's going?
Well, actually, it's interesting. Many of the, of what has happened was actually predicted 10 years ago, which is that both sides were exaggerating. Both the positive impacts that it was going to rapidly advance Mexico through free trade on its own to a high income status, that did not happen. And on the other hand, huge job losses from the United States, lowering of wages in the United States, there is actually very little evidence that that's a widespread phenomenon.
So who are the winners and who are the losers?
The winners are actually, in the United States, the more high technology exporters of computers that were then used into new manufacturing facilities on the Mexican side. The losers, ironically, were the low-wage workers in the United States, many of which were actually immigrants from Latin America who were displaced, like in the garment industry and in a number of other low-wage industries. On the Mexican side, there was a boom in some high-tech exporting activities like automobiles, and in the maquiladoras temporarily, although the maquiladoras, which are the export processing zones on the border, even though they boomed during most of the 90s, have actually come into crisis through competition from China. But the biggest losers in all of this relationship, as we predicted actually 10 years ago, was the Mexican agricultural sector. 10 million peasants at very low productivity simply will not be able to compete with very high subsidied production in places like Iowa, which can produce corn in a few counties that can more than outproduce the entire country of Mexico, generating the potential for greater pressure on low-wage workers within Mexico and therefore potentially immigration to the United States.
Let's talk about another free trade zone, the European Union. Obviously, you can't compare the two. There's a little bit of apples and oranges going on. But is there something about Europe that perhaps the architects of NAFTA could take a lesson from?
Absolutely. NAFTA, after all, is only 10 years old. The European Union started with the Treaty of Rome in 1957, so they have a head start. And it started with just lowering of tariffs initially. But it did have a broader vision from the beginning. And that's sort of what's lacking here in the NAFTA context. There was sort of a sense that in North America we could do it on the cheap. We could just expect that through the lowering of tariffs, that was going to close the income gaps in between the United States and Mexico. You have to do a number of other things, like what the European Union did was actually invest in the ongoing development of the southern countries, Portugal and Spain, southern Italy, and it had a very positive payoff. We can learn from that. Now some of the biggest growth engines in Europe are actually in the south. We've done an analysis that if Mexico had joined the European Union, they would be receiving $100 billion in investments in roads, in hospitals, in education. If we are really going to solve the nature of the problems in North America, we are also going to have to think about seriously moving in those type of directions.
Dr. Raul Hinojosa is the research director at UCLA's North American Integration Development Center. Thanks a lot for coming on.
My pleasure.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.